One of the defensemen for the Steele County Blades is Ryan Kerr, comes out of Redford, Michigan, and second season with the Blades.
Yes.
Okay. How many years of junior hockey overall?
This is my second.
Second as well. So what was the jump like for you? Let's first start off with what kind of team or level were you playing at before coming to the Blades last winter?
So I was playing high school back home.
Ooh.
And we weren't the best high school team out of our division, but we hung in there. We played some really good teams. So coming here, it was nice. It was competitive, a little bit faster. That was good to see.
So that was the big adjustment then, the speed of it?
Yeah, just speed and then more hitting.
Yep. More I was going to say size and physicality a little more so here in the U.S. Premier League.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The idea of going from high school to juniors and just taking a junior track in your career, when did that occur to you, or what? How did that opportunity come along even to make that play after high school decision?
So I always wanted to play hockey after high school. So I set up I think it's NCSA. It's like a college recruiting app.
Okay.
And Darren Banks found me through that. So he contacted me, asked me what my plans were, and now I'm here.
All right. What did you enjoy about last season, a challenging season as it was from the standpoint of, you know, what you can do and limitations and everything? The team had a very decent season, certainly, but what did you enjoy about last season?
Last year, I enjoyed how close we were. Even though it was a tough season with COVID and everything, I enjoyed how it was the boys. We were a family. So that was nice.
Has that kind of bled over to this season, too?
Oh, right away. Right away. All the returners and all the rookies, we've already come together, and we're going to be good this year.
What kind of things do you do to bring the rookies in, to get them, you know, more acquainted and everything?
We'll take them out to eat, get to know them first, and then it's pretty much just every day, seeing them at the rink, hanging out with them after. We'll go out and do stuff. It's fun.
What is the team doing well on the ice to pick up a bunch of wins here early in the season?
We're running our systems. We're running our systems. We're forechecking hard. It's a physical, hard game. We're outworking other teams, and that's our game.
You had a pretty exciting play, a game against Hudson. The shootout went on and on and on. Maybe round 7 or 8 or what have you, it came to you. What was the story there?
So we're sitting on the bench, and I didn't expect Adamick to look my way, but he goes, Kerr, you're up. And I was like, all right. So then I'm kind of freaking out. I was like, oh boy, what am I going to do? Like, he stopped everyone so far, and came down the ice, got a lucky trickle 5-hole, and that was it.
Wow. He should have called on you in the next day, right?
we got talented guys on the team. They can put up their own.
That's true. Is that something you work on a lot, kind of that shootout, that breakaway kind of thing, either you yourself or the team in general?
So I know last year we'd always like mess around and do breakaways before practice. And every week on Wednesday, we have a shootout at the end of practice, just in case this comes down to it, we want to be ready for it.
Okay. Now, and going back to that just for another moment here, so in the game you had the chance in that extra round of the shootout or what have you. Had you ever, either in the junior game last season or if there was any high school opportunity, have you ever participated in a shootout in a game and taken a shot before
yes.
that?
Oh, you have? Yes, I've participated in shootouts, penalty shots, so I'm kind of familiar with it. I haven't done it in juniors. That was my first one.
Okay.
So it's good to get it under the belt, have a shootout goal, 1-for-1, so that was nice.
All right, again, that was a win over Hudson for the Steele County Blades in that game. How's it feel right now at Four Seasons Center, having some fans in attendance, maybe more so than last season? How are the home games feeling?
The home games are amazing. Just to have more fans than last year, because with COVID last year, we were only allowed a certain amount. People didn't want to come out. Like, it was understandable, but this year, like, we're getting a lot of fans, and it's nice to play in front of them.
Ryan, what opened your hockey career, youth hockey, young hockey, family thing? How did you first get into the game?
So, dating back a long time,
sure.
Probably when I was 3 or 4, my dad would always take me to a Sticks and Pucks, but it was always, if you want to go, you got to come wake me up from my nap, and we'll go. So, at 3 or 4, I'm coming downstairs to get my dad. He's like, all right, let's go. We take me to the rink, and I fell in love with the game ever since.
Okay, so you know the northern U.S. guys, even the Canada guys, 3, 4, 5 years old. Sometimes the California, Arizona guys, they're more like 8, 9, 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
You guys give them cred about that at all?
Sometimes, okay. Sometimes. All right. But for the most part, everyone's pretty good, no matter where they started. So.
And it's got to be fun with people from around the country, even around the world, to kind of get to know some different cultures and some different maybe hockey philosophies.
Oh, it's a blast just to learn where everyone's from, like what they're doing. It's great to see everyone's different play style.
And Ryan, what are your ultimate goals and hopes for hockey and college and such?
I'm not sure what I want to do after juniors, but I do want to keep playing. Okay. I do want to keep playing.
Do you have more eligibility after this season?
I have one more year to return.
Okay. So some time to decide. Ryan Kerr at a Michigan defenseman for the Blades. Good luck on the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.